Hare Krishna, this morning I showed that video that devotees can also see in the video picture section. Last 100 years in 10 minutes. I didn't really make any particular commentary on it, other than that what's obvious is that the main achievements that stick out over the last 100 years for probably 9.5 minutes of the 10 minutes was war. And that's what men achieved. That was their achievement, was to kill each other in different wars, in different ways. Hare Krishna. But we continued on thereafter, reading about Bharat Maharaj. And Bharat Maharaj's sort of ongoing lamentation. I got a little bored. I went through quite a few shlokas because it was boring. It was just humiliating just to hear him just lament about the poor deer and how unreliable a master he was, and who knows what will happen to the deer. Maybe it's the tigers, maybe it's the bears, maybe it's the dogs, maybe it's the wolves. And it's really humiliating to see the depths to which a great person like Bharat Maharaj, what to speak of a great devotee, can be humiliated and dragged down to by the influence of the material energy. It's obvious from the verses, Srila Prabhupada's purports, how our responsibility is human beings, as Vaishnavas, is to acquire and to cultivate detachment. In the absence of detachment, attachment to the body and to others' bodies, be it family members or to a deer, it's humiliating. It's as humiliating as our bodily identity is. Here's this bag of unmentionable substances from which so many unmentionable things come out in different apertures. And not only are human beings not ashamed of it, but on top of that, they're actually proud of it. They take it around, strut around, carrying it around, trying to show as much of the body, covering as little of it as possible, as much of it as possible. And how's it all possible? It's possible by the bewildering potency of the material energy, mama maya durateya. Ultimately, material energy isn't ordinary. It's mama maya. It's Krishna's illusory potency. So just as we can consider how great and how powerful Krishna is, Krishna's ability to bewilder is equally great and equally powerful. And there's no shelter from that bewildering potency other than the source of that bewilderment, Krishna himself, unless he releases us from the influence of maya. Mameva ye prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. There's no other way. Harinama eva kevalam. And in that humiliated condition, we just carry on and carry on and carry on and lament for losing that which is inevitable, worry for those who we really have nothing to do with, such as the deer, just another living entity, or if it's not the deer, then it's our children, then it's our family members, or it's ourselves. We're conducting ourselves in a way as if this is reality, when in fact everything that we have, all relationships that we have, are temporary and can end momentarily at any moment. Just look at those pictures of the war. At any moment, your relationship with your dear ones, with your dear body, everything can just finish just like that. And yet we continue on as if somehow or another we're going to live forever. It was an interesting aspect of that, those videos, that video, is that all you see from beginning to end over the last 100 years is war. And yet, no one wants war. People want peace. But because they don't know what the formula for peace is, therefore they end up with just the opposite. Similarly, people want happiness, but despite the fact that they want happiness, all they do is get sorrow, because we don't know that real happiness lies in spiritual realization. It doesn't lie within this material world. So we should avoid being humiliated in such a horrible way by the material energy. What Srimad Bhagavatam, I believe, uses the phrase how the master becomes a fool, that although actually we're master, the soul itself is master. It's described in so many glorious terms in Upanishads and in Shruti. And this wonderful, unlimitedly powerful spirit soul, it becomes degraded to the status of a fool, identifying with himself either as a chicken when he's in a chicken's body, as a dog when he's in a dog's body, as Bharat Maharaj, as a king when he's in a king's body, and constantly being made to suffer the results of activities, and continuing on like that, one life after another, after another, after another. So certainly, unless we really want liberation from that entanglement, then vairagya vidyara nija bhakti yoga. One has to not only cultivate vairagya, because vairagya has to be there, and detachment comes from knowledge, but one has to cultivate bhakti yoga, because if one's renunciation is not complete, if it's not yukta vairagya, then ariya prichena param, then again you have to fall back down into the material world. Real renunciation is only possible when everything is seen as Krishna's property, when everything is engaged in Krishna's service. Then there's actually real hope for our liberation, for our further elevation to the transcendental platform. And to the position where one can be, I won't say the word proud, but then at least one is worthy, rather than being in a humiliated position, being in a worthy position, being in a respectable position, being in Swarup, being in one's own spiritual identity, where one is respected by not only demigods and great sages, but also by the Lord's associates. So somehow or another, we need to go forward, and even though we see and we're given the example of great personalities like Bharat Maharaj, what happens if one doesn't do the right thing? If we do the right thing, then we can be assured of liberation from this miserable kalyam, shashvatam, miserable temporary world where we're constantly being humiliated, our noses being like you do with a dog, stick his nose in the dirt when you want to teach him how to house train him. So in the same way, material energy continually sticks our nose in the results of our past karma, in order to sooner or later house train us to realize that this is not the proper way to behave. We need to know how to behave in this world like true gentlemen, rather than like bodies, whatever type of body it is that we happen to find ourselves in. And for that, one requires the shelter of Vaishnavas. So of all lessons, many lessons to be learned here from Bharat Maharaj, one is that one should never be left alone, left to one's own devices, because that way it becomes much easier for material energy to again entice us and place us into a foolish, humiliated condition, a condition of illusion. And she can certainly do it, because, after all, Mama Maya, because she's Krishna's illusory potency. So how enticing, how alluring can she be? She is also, in that sense, no different than Krishna. So we need to be very conscious of the power of the material energy, and therefore take shelter of the Lord of the material energy, because that's the only way to become free from this illusory influence. Hare Krishna.